الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila, we will discuss another hidden sickness or another sickness of ruh and soul, and that is tule amal. The meaning of tule amal is to have long hopes, things that are difficult to achieve. One keeps long hope in order to achieve those things, and he wastes valuable time in that, and this is called tule amal. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Quran Kareem, in Surah Al-Hijr, ayat number 3. ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْأَمَلُ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ Translation from Kanzul Iman. Leave them to eat and enjoy, and let the hope may amuse them now, then they are about to know. Sadrul Afadil, Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi alayhi rahmatullah al-hadi writes in Khazain al-Irfan under this ayat that there is a warning in this ayat that to keep long hopes and to be drowned in the pleasure of this dunya is not the sign of believers. Hazrat Ali Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that people who have long hopes, they forget akhirat, they forget hereafter. And when you follow your khahishat, when you follow your desires, this will stop you from haq, from the truth. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza Sher-e Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Sayyidul Muballighin Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that I fear two things about you, and one is to follow the desires, and the other thing is to keep long hopes. Following the desires will stop you from haq, or to say the truth, and the long hopes will make you involved in the love of this dunya. And remember, undoubtedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants dunya whom He loves, and He also grants dunya whom He does not love. But when He loves someone, then He grants him the wealth of iman. Listen carefully. There are some people who are possessor of deen, and there are some people who are possessors of dunya. You should become possessors of deen. You should not become possessors of dunya. And remember, dunya will turn away from you and will leave you. And you must know that the hereafter is coming near. And be warned. Today, you are in the day of action where there is no accountability. And soon, there will be day of accountability where there is no action. Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi says, Tule Amal means long hopes. There are the big obstacles in doing the good deeds and in following the orders of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Further, long hopes are the reason for every shar, for every evil. When person is involved in long hopes, this is a sickness that there is no cure for that. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Qurashi alayhi rahmatullah al-Kavi says that I've heard from Hazrat Sayyiduna Abbad bin Abbad Muhallabi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi that from amongst the kings of Basra, a particular king, he left his kingdom and he adopted zuhud and taqwa and piety. And after a while, he came back to the sultanate. He came back to take over the kingdom. And he decided to take all comforts and luxuries of this dunya. So he built a beautiful palace for himself. And he put very expensive and high quality carpets in that palace. And he decorated his palace with all kind of beautiful and expensive goods. And he dedicated one room for the guests. And he put high quality beddings in his house. And all different kinds of delicious foods would be prepared every time. And he would invite many people. And when people come, they would see this pomp and glory of this king, and they will flatter him, and they will praise him, and they'll leave. This was happening for a while. So this king was totally gone deep into the worldly activities and enjoyment. And many types of instruments of music and amusement were put in that palace. And he would be busy in the worldly matters always. This fabricated pomp and glory made him involved in this harmful sickness of Tule Amal, long hope. So one day, he invited his ministers and his advisors and people who were close to him. And he said to them that, in this palace you are seeing my happiness, my joy. See how peaceful my palace is. And I desire that I want to build palaces for my sons as well, similar type. You people stay with me for a few days and enjoy the stay here at this palace. and give me advice to develop and establish further palaces for my children. So these people started living with him, and they would be busy day and night in amusements and in all these worldly activities that were taking place at the palace. And they would give advice to the king, make the palace this way or that way. They'll say, call this builder or that builder. So every day, discussions would take place. And they were thinking, planning that this palace would be like this, and that palace would be like that, and this palace would have this comforts and this luxuries, and that palace will have these comforts and these luxuries. And one night, they were busy in amusements, in enjoying the life and having pleasure. Then a voice came from unseen, which shook everybody. Somebody was saying to them, oh, those who have forgotten their death and are busy building buildings and palaces, leave the long hopes, because the death has been written. And those who have long hopes, the death is standing in front of you, and do not build such kind of palaces in which you are not going to live. You should adopt the way of ibadat and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so your sins can be forgiven. So this voice which was heard from the unseen put everybody into fear. The king asked his friends, have you heard the voice that came from unseen? They all said with one voice, yes, we have heard this voice. And the king said to them, what I am feeling, are you feeling the same thing? They said, O king, what are you feeling? He replied that I feel some burden on my heart. And he said that it seems that the time of my death has come. People started saying, O king, may Allah give you long life, may you live very long. Do not get worried. This thing will pass. And the king did not pay attention to what they were saying. And his heart was hurt already. This unseen voice destroyed all his comforts and his long hopes. And he started crying and started saying, you are my best friends, you are my brothers, what can you do for me? They said, O our king, whatever you want, we will do for you, we will follow your commandments and your orders, and we will obey you. The king ordered that destroy all the pots of liquor, all the bottles of wine and liquor. And then he concentrated towards the Bargah, towards the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he made dua. O my Lord, I make you witness, and all the people who are present here, I'll make them witness that I return to you, Ya Allah. And I'm very ashamed of all the sins which I have committed, and all the injustices which I have done. I repent from that. O my Creator, if you want to give me more time in the dunya, let me follow your orders and your commandments. And if the time of my death has arrived, then I request you, be merciful upon me and forgive my sins. So the king was busy in the dua, and his pain was increasing. And then he started saying repeatedly, Allah ki qasam, by Allah, by Allah, death, death, death. These were the words on his tongue, and his soul left his body and he died. Fuqaha-e Ikram and the ulama of that time, they said that this king died on Tawbah. His end took place or happened at Tawbah. So he was very lucky. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, even though Tule Amal, long hope, is a sickness which has no cure, but there are always reasons of any sickness. And if we can get rid of those reasons, then the marz or the sickness can also finish. Therefore, we will try to understand the reasons of long hope, and we will also learn the treatments of those reasons. The first reason for the long hopes is hubbe dunya, the love of the dunya. When person gets very involved in the dunya, it becomes difficult to separate the desires and the pleasures of dunya from his system, and he does not like to leave these pleasures. And then he stops thinking about the death, which separates worldly desires and pleasures of the dunya. So this way, person forgets about death. So his real desire and want is that he wants to live always in the dunya. So therefore, he is always involved in these type of thoughts. So he is always thinking about his house, his wife, his children, his friends, his wealth, his dawlat. And he regards these things as necessary for himself. And then he becomes solid and strong on these thoughts. And this way, he forgets the death. And the treatment of this reason of the sickness, Tule Amal, is that one should think that the Qiyamah is coming soon, and those who are disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, there is severe punishment for them. And those who obey Him, they will get thawab and reward and Jannat. And he must think a lot about it. And slowly, his heart will start accepting this reality. The love of dunya would go away from his heart. Because when you have love for the greater things, the love of lower things will go away. So when you start looking at the pleasures of the akhirah, which are permanent, then the pleasures of dunya, which are temporary, will go away. So person will not have much concentration towards the dunya. And he would not like to be in the dunya for a very long time. And even if the kingdom of East and West is given to him, he would not choose that kingdom, knowing that dunya is temporary, and the kingdom of dunya and the power and authority in dunya and the wealth and the maal in dunya is also temporary. In no circumstances he'll be happy with the dunya. He will always think about the akhirat. So this way, if you start thinking, then slowly you will get rid of this sickness in which many people are involved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq. We make dua that dunya must not have importance in our eyes, and we must follow the Salihin, the pious servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, who never cared about this dunya. They were always worried and they only cared about Akhirah. Second reason for Tule Amal or long hope is ignorance. That this part of ignorance is established in many people, that they trust their youthhood and they think that death will not come because they are young and they are healthy. But they have forgotten that there are so many people who are dying while they are young. There are children who are dying. So there is no guarantee for anyone's life. It's not only the old people who die. There are so many young people also die. And we must think that death can happen at any time. Death can take place at any time. People get sick all of a sudden. And that becomes the cause of death. People meet up with accidents. That becomes the cause of death. So child or young man or old man or woman, they can die at any time, at any place. And its treatment is that one should make his mind that as other people are dying, I'm also going to die. My funeral would be lifted very soon. I'll be put in the grave. My coffin and all other things which are necessary for my burial are ready. And I have to get freedom from this carelessness and heedlessness. And I have to get rid of this jahalat, this ignorance, which is leading me towards the long hopes. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, this is indeed a very big sickness that we have, and it is hidden sickness. Nobody wants to die. Even if person is 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years of age, he still wants to live longer. He still has old age policies to get money and enjoy. But there is no preparation of death. We need to accept and realize and acknowledge this reality that we are going to die. And the person who knows that I'm going to die, he does not get involved in the dunya too much. He does not give his heart to the dunya too much. As it is said in couplets beautifully, Dila ghafil na ho yakdam, ye dunya chhod jana hai. Oh my heart, don't become careless all of a sudden. You have to leave this world. Baghiche chhod kar khali, zameen andar samana hai. You will leave and empty these gardens. And you would have to go deep down in the earth. To apni maut ko mat bhool, kar saman chalne ka. Don't forget your death. Get ready to depart. Zameen ki khaak par sona hai, eenton ka sarhana hai. You have to sleep on the soil, on the sand of this earth. And your pillow would be made of bricks. Jahan ke shughl mein shaghil, khuda ke zikr se ghafil. Kare da'wa ke ye dunia mera daim thikana hai. That you are busy in the activities of this dunya and you are careless from the zikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And you are claiming that you are going to live permanently in this dunya. Ghulam ikdam na kar ghaflat, hayati par na ho ghurra. O ghulam, that's the poet, he says, don't be careless even in a moment. And don't be arrogant and proud of your life and living. खुदा की याद कर हर दम कि जिसने काम आना है। इन एवरी मोमेंट यू शुड रिमेंबर अल्लाह अज़्ज़ वजल, एंड दैट रिमेंबरेंस वुड हेल्प यू व्हेन यू आर इन डिफिकल्टी। यू मेक दुआ दैट अल्लाह सुबहानहु व तआला मेक अस रियलाइज दिस रियलिटी एंड सेव अस फ्रॉम दिस हिडन सिकनेस विच इज नोन एज तूले अमल और लॉन्ग होप्स। आमीन बिजाहिन नबील अमीन सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। सलातुम सलामन अलैका या सय्यदी या रसूल अल्लाह व अला आलिक व असहाबिक या हबीब अल्लाह।
Not seen the deceiving one.